بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الإصلاح بين الناس. Yesterday we read the chapter on interceding on somebody's behalf, باب الشفاعة. Today alhamdulillah, the 31st chapter on restoring harmony between people, إصلاح, making صلاح between people, reconciling between two people or two groups of people who had some problem and they were not on good terms. Now you are reconciling them. إصلاح. قال الله تعالى لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. This verse in Surah An-Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says there is no good, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم, in most of their najwa means whispering, secret counselings, their deliberations. So there is no good in most of them except in those meetings that they had, those secret counselings they had, when a person commanded with charity, or he commanded some good deed, or islahim bayna nas, or the meeting was to make sulah between people, to reconcile between people. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالسُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, and reconciliation is the best thing to do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah and reconcile between yourselves. Allah does not want disunity amongst mankind. Allah does not want disunity amongst the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala exhorts us in the Quran in various verses, as we can see, that fear Allah and reconcile between yourselves. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Believers are brothers, therefore reconcile between your brothers. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُلُّ سُلَامَ مِنَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ صَدَقَةٌ. This hadith we have done previously. Rasulullah said that every joint we have in our body, for every joint, there is one sadaqah incumbent. So we have a joint in our finger, our hands, our feet, whatever, wherever these joints we have, there are 360 joints in a human body. Now for 360 joints, there is one sadaqah, a charity that becomes incumbent on each joint. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then showed us various ways of giving this charity for these 360 joints. He says, كل يوم تطلع, so every on every day, كل يوم تطلع فيه شمس, every day the sun rises, we have to give a charity in lieu of the joints that Allah Ta'ala has given us. In which way we can give this charity? تعدل بين الاثنين صدقة. When you reconcile with justice between two people, you know, two groups of people, or two persons are not on talking terms, they had some problem, argument, some quarrel, so you sit with them, they had this dispute. Now you listen to both sides listen to the stories of both sides, or whoever had some argument, whatever the dispute was, he took my share, my right, or this person is denying it, or whatever it is, then with justice, you reconcile between the two. By doing this, you have given the sadaqah of the joint of your body. وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلَ فِي دَابَّتِهِ فَتَحْمِلُهُ عَلَيْهَا. You help and assist a person to on his conveyance. So you carry him on top of his conveyance. Or in our times, those times they had animals, you put a person on a camel, maybe you need somebody to help somebody to go to the bus or onto the car. أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة. Or you help him to mount his goods on his conveyance, to load his goods. So this is also regarded as a sadaqah. So the first one was to make surah between people, this is sadaqah. Here, to help a person to mount his conveyance or his goods, you load it onto his conveyance, this is also sadaqah. وَلِكَرِمَةُ طَيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. You say a good kind word to a person, you make him feel cheerful, you lift up his spirits. So any good word that you tell a person, that is also regarded as sadaqah. وَبِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ تَمْشِيهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقَةً. Every step you take towards the salah, this is also sadaqah. وَتُمِيتُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. You remove a harmful object from the path, a bottle, some sharp instrument, a banana peel, whatever it may be, something that's going to cause somebody some harm, you removed it from the path, this is also regarded as sadaqah. So in the first hadith we did today, here, that when you reconcile between two people in a just manner, in other words, you are not biased, you are fair, and you give a good decision, and you cause peace between the two. وَعَنْ أُمِّ كُلْثُومٍ binti Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayth radhiyallahu anha qalat sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul laysa al-kadhabu alladhi yuslihu bayan-nas fayanni khairan aw yaqulu khairan muttafaqun alayh. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Umm Kulthum, she radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the daughter of Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayth, and Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayth was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the same character who placed the camel's intestine on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was making sajda. He was also the same person who tried to strangle Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the shawl. But his daughter was a sahabiya radhiyallahu anha. A beautiful incident about her, how she made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. She came walking and she made hijrah, migration from Makkah to Medina. When her brothers came to collect her, and then verses came down in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala had told Rasulullah to keep her behind in Medina, and he was not bound by any contract to send her back, because that sulah they made in Hudaybiyah was only pertaining to the rijal, to the men, not to the woman. And she was a very great sahabiya radiyallahu ta'ala. She narrates this hadith and she says, I heard Rasulullah saying that a person who, that person is not considered to be a liar who reconciles between two people. In other words, in order to cause peace between two people, he speaks a lie. For example, if Ahmed and Yusuf are not on talking terms, they are in dispute, so he goes to Ahmed and he lies to him that Yusuf has been speaking very good about you. And he goes to Yusuf another and he says, Ahmed is always talking good about you. So obviously they believe him and they feel, oh, okay. So in this way he patches them again and he brings them together. This type of lie is permissible. This person won't be regarded to be a liar who speaks a lie in order to reconcile between two people. فَيَنِّي خَيْرًا أَوْ يَقُولُ خَيْرًا. So he conveys something good or he says something good. So he conveys a good word about the other person that he spoke good about you, he always asks about you, and he hasn't got any enmity against you, and he does the same thing the other way, so he causes peace between two people. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ مُسْلِمٍ زِيَادَةً. And in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, there is an extra part. قَالَتْ وَلَمْ أَسْمَعْهُ يُرَخِّصُ فِي شَيْءٍ مِمَّا يَقُولُهُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. She says that I did not hear Rasulullah giving any concession in speaking a lie when conversing with people, except in three things. So in three things, Rasulullah allowed a person to speak a lie. And the first one, she says, تَعْنِي الْحَرْبِ, during war. In war, you go to say certain things because whilst you are sitting, there may be spies in sitting in your gathering, and they will obviously know exactly what your plans are. So you will say some other destination that you are moving towards. Meanwhile, you're going to attack some other part of the army or of the enemy. So in this way, you are not giving the correct information in your gathering because of spies who may be there. And this is strategy in war. A person will apply strategy. So in order not to just play into the hands of the enemy, a person will lie to save the lives of his people. So that is permissible. Wal islah bayn al-nas. And here again, to cause peace, to reconcile between two parties who are disputing, quarreling, they are not talking to one another, they have severed relationship and ties with one another, now to patch them again, bring them together, then this will be permissible. And lastly, وَحَدِيثَ الرَّجُلِ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَحَدِيثَ الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجَهَا. When a husband speaks a lie to his wife, but understand this very carefully, not cheating on your wife, and say you've got no other mistress or another wife, and you made a secret nikah, we're not talking about this. This when you praise your wife, and you say, really, you know, your food is so tasty. Meanwhile, it wasn't so tasty. But just to make her feel happy, you're saying, there is nobody who cooks like you. You're the best cook in the world. Or you are the most beautiful. So in this way, she begins to love the husband even more. And the wife does the same also. وَحَدِيثَ الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجَهَا. This is just to cause more peace and more harmony between the two. Obviously, anything against Sharia, that lies is not permissible. If a woman is cheating on her husband and she's lying to him, that is not referred to in this hadith. This hadith is talking about to bring about more muhabbat between the two. And even though she may have some weakness, but he praises her and he says something which she doesn't even have done so well, but he just to motivate her, he speaks a lie to boost her spirits. And she does the same. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand correctly in times of war. And islah bin nas. That is why this hadith is brought in this chapter, that to cause reconciliation between people, In those circumstances, a person speaks a lie, then only it is permissible. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ